I am here in the studio with Frank Weber. He is a forensic psychologist and author who is in Two Harbors and will be at the festival as soon as this interview ends. Thank you so much, Frank, for being with us at KTWH.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, and it's really fun to have. Maybe that's one of the things that a big festival brings is lots of interesting people into our area. Are you a brand newcomer to the North Shore? Is this the first time you've ever been here?
It's the first time I've been to Two Harbors.
All right. Yes. Well, not to put you on the spot, but what do you think?
Oh, I love it. If I can see myself making this a weekend every year, so it's beautiful.
Oh, yes. Yes. And where are you from?
Well, I was raised in a small farming community in central Minnesota called Piers,
okay.
A small town. I tell people, whenever I hear someone speak, I always wonder why they're neurotic like they are, so I'm going to tell you that about me right away.
Oh, good.
I tell people I was raised to be obsessive. My dad's job in the military was to keep track of all the military equipment in the world in 3x5 cards and before computers, and so I grew up in a house where everything was labeled, and I mean everything was labeled. I remember being in the bathroom looking at the toll bar, which said toll bar on it, and thinking, what else could it possibly be? So I'm one of 10 kids named in alphabetical order. I'm F, the sixth letter of the alphabet. That's how organized. But the details make me very good at my work, so I don't regret it.
Oh, yes. And everyone's got their unique niche to fulfill in life. And clearly you were set out for an unusual one. So you are a forensic psychologist as well as an author. It sounds like you do something that is intriguing and really quite amazing to a lot of people. Tell us about what you do.
So I'm the person who gets called in homicide and sexual assault cases to do the interviews. I profile cold case homicides for the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. I actually narrated a show on the Oxygen Channel titled Murdered by Morning based on a Minnesota homicide.
Wow. And so this is a serious job.
It is. And that's kind of what got me into writing, because it's like when you spend your day, let's say, talking to a serial rapist, you can't come home to your wife and kids and say, hey, guess what I did today? You know, you traumatize everybody in the family.
Yeah.
And so I started writing, and I like a great mystery. And so I started writing mysteries and putting them in three-ring binders in the closet. And I thought, I'm getting pretty good at it. And then you start wondering, is this self-delusion? Because I'm not really sharing it with anybody. And so I sent one to a publisher, and the publisher read it and said, you got to start on a sequel. This is going to sell. And I've got awards. I've tried to do one a year since 2017.
Okay. Wow. And it's almost like your recreation, your meditation, your way of lightening things up after a heavy day at the office.
It is. It's a way of getting things out of my head.
Wow. Do the stories in your book directly relate to, I mean, obviously there's going to be confidentiality issues, but do the same themes and characters find their way into your books?
Yes, and I write from first person. I write some of the chapters from the investigator's perspective, some from the victims, because I've counseled victims, kidnapping victims, and I've counseled and I do assessments on predators all the time. I studied with Robert Hare in Toronto, Canada, who's a world's expert on psychopaths. I went to New Orleans and worked with Masters and Johnson in their sexual compulsivity program, and now I've been back in Minnesota doing this for 27 years. So I have a unique perspective a lot of authors don't have. I know how offenders rationalize behavior. I know how they think. And people say when you get to those chapters from the offender's perspective, it's really creepy, but they like them.
Probably just because it's so authentic. It just
right.
feels authentic. And like, this is a real person speaking to me.
Exactly.
So your books, do you offer them out for people to, obviously, to get lost? It's the kind of book you'd want to get lost in and absorbed in.
It's funny. One of the individuals who works with me came back last week and he was sunburnt. And he said, this is your fault. He said, I started reading your last book. And he said, all of a sudden I realized I'm sunburnt. He said, I couldn't put it down. And I should point out, it's true crime. The facts of the case are accurate. The part that's fiction is the relationship stuff, and even that is more true than I care to admit sometimes.
Right, but maybe not one part true to the, I mean, it's not
right.
sort of trackable, but all very true to
right,
who people
right.
are. And
well, here's an example. My newest book is Black and Blue, but the book before that I wrote was Burning Bridges, and I published that last year. And I have a great following with investigators because they like that all the forensics are accurate and the cases are accurate. And I had an investigator come into my office with a couple boxes of evidence and say, I've read your first three books. They're great. I have a great murder mystery for you. Here's all the interviews. So that's how I get information.
Wow. Wow. This is making me want to buy your book, I got to tell you.
Well, thank you. I will be at the Festival of Sale. I'll have a booth there. Look for Frank Weber, author, and all my books will be there.
And what brought you to the Festival of Sale?
I like festivals like this. I don't know. I just like talking to people and relaxing and looking at people's art, to be honest with you. Whenever my family and I go to a new city, we always go to art museums or art institutes. And I don't know what I get from it, but I just feel more creative when I leave. So I very much enjoy being there. I wanted to look for something different, and I love this area. It's a beautiful area.
And you're a Minnesota boy.
I am, yes.
So it's coming home on some level, even if it's a different part of the state.
Right. And I should point out that all my books are take parts in different parts of Minnesota. And if you go through those communities, you'll see those actual places, those tap rooms, those bars, those restaurants. I like the weird things about Minnesota. Like in one of my books, I talk about there's a gas station in Buckman where you can get a tan and a haircut. And so I have that in my book. So if you stop in there, you can certainly
indeed get a tan and a haircut there.
Right, yes.
Right, I agree. And I bet even just the statues or the fixtures in places, they boggle the mind sometimes. They're just,
Yes, that's true.
Well, that's so fun that you sort of take all this and encapsulate it into something that I would think Minnesotans would be really, really interested in and captivated by.
And I include some true Minnesota history in every book because I always think it's important to include social issues and things of that sort so people have a better understanding of it. For example, I've had a lot of people who've read Burning Bridges say that I didn't really understand the boarding schools till I read that book.
Wow. Well, good for you. And you've been doing the book writing just for 5 years or something.
Well, yes, I've been publishing for that long. Okay. The truth is I've been writing for 20 years, but at first I didn't intend to be published. And then I thought, okay, maybe I should just see what other people think about it instead of what I think about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, now as from one published author to another, I will ask you, I mean, writing is hard work, takes a lot of time. I know you say you have these folders, but to bring those folders to a publishable form, I mean, that's a whole nother job in itself. So you must get a lot accomplished in a short time.
I do. People ask me all the time, when do you sleep?
Yeah.
But one of the things I do is I've got it set up so I can actually listen to the book I'm writing when I'm driving. And that helps a lot because it makes me think about it. Is this said right? Is this presented in the right order? Because I want to have a very good mystery when it's done, where people have a chance to go along with the investigator, get clues to solve it, but it's not easy.
Yeah. Have you found a lot of interest in your books around the country, or is it mostly people that love to see themselves from Minnesota or somewhere in
between? It's all over. I actually did a tour in Texas last year. One of my book events was listed as one of the top 100 things to do in Houston last year. So it's been fun. I've sold all over.
Wow. Wonderful. And are you going to be there? Tell us when you'll be there during the Festival of Sail, every day?
I will be there all day today and all day tomorrow.
Okay, so Friday and Saturday are the days to go find you and your books. And you're a pretty easy guy to talk to, I'll also say that. So I'm
sure
anyone who wants to come can also chat.
Well, thank you, Kat. Yeah, you give a great interview.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Is there anything? Do you have a website?
I do. Thank you for asking. I forget to mention. It's frankweberauthor.com. If you want to look me up or my books, it's frankweberauthor.com.
Frank Weber Author, and Weber is W-E-B-E-R?
Yes, that is correct.
.com. Yes, so in case you miss him here, I have a feeling your books, if they're not yet, they will soon be available at the library as well. And it is intriguing to talk to you about this. And it's kind of like one of those topics that kind of gives us all the shivers, but, that kind of leads people to read, too.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Kat. I greatly appreciate you having me on the show.
All right. That was Frank Weber. He is a forensic psychologist and an author who is here in Two Harbors and will be here today and tomorrow at the Two Harbors Festival of Sail.